Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
You guys ever forget, like, just really basic words? This was trending on Twitter the other day. People were making fun of the really basic words that, for some reason, brain fart, call it what you want, you just forget the word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people forgot words like, or they said, they went to the restaurant, and they're like, I need the you know, really wet salad. And the person's like, you mean soup? Yeah, that's it.
the really wet salad. really wet.
Yeah, well, that's really what a soup is.
Wow.
Just suddenly, I don't know what it is, but certain words in your head just kind of go.
I love it.
You know what the word for me is?
What?
Genuine. I can never remember the word, and I can't even remember how to spell it half the time. Like, I'll be like, it's very, real.
Real.
Genuine? Yeah.
I'm so glad people.
Well, he messed it up for me because he's genuine.
Oh, right.
And of course, that's not how you spell it.
Can we just play this song? I love that song.
I'm so glad that everybody feels that they forget the words on something.
Yeah. Everyone does it.
Because
everyone forgets the word.
The problem is there's so much to think about. And then you're looking, and then all of a sudden you have to go focus. And you're looking at something. You know what that is. It's called a book.
Yes.
But you can't remember the name of it.
This one person on Twitter said, I forgot the word. Fruit comes in its own case. Yellow.
Banana.
Yeah. I mean, just the brain is just
comes in its own case.
Well, yeah, what is it? Is it because we're all busy? And is that what it is?
The brain is just organic.
Tired.
Yeah. Tom, you ever forget a word? You just forget it.
Yeah, well, I called my son's phone. I said, I'll text you on your machine.
Yeah.
And he said,
well, it
what?
Really isn't a phone, as we discussed right. yesterday. So you weren't that off.
Yeah, so you're not the only one it happens to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we all have these little brain farts.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be really. I'm trying. This is my getaway.
Did you leave that?
This is supposed to be my oasis.
I know.
You're bringing that into here.
I know.
Yeah, so how's it feeling getting ready to be a grandmother?
Yeah, I really am. I'm loving how people are saying to me, listen, if you need an extra crib or if you need whatever, I'm thinking, wait, I need a crib? They go, yeah, you need a crib. I go, why? Because when they come over to visit, you put the baby in the crib. I went, I need to buy another crib in my life?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I did not know that, but because my parents live so far away. But it got me to thinking about showers, and my son and my daughter-in-law are going to have a shower of sorts, but it's more of an open house because they did not want to have that shower where you play shower games and as you say, come on, Caitlin, help me with this. They identify what chocolate bars in the diaper.
Ugh.
That is one of the most disgusting games. I went to a terrible shower and I went, I must never go to this again. And the little sandwiches without the crusts on.
Yeah, you get there and it's a bunch of room temperature tuna sandwiches. You see some diapers with chocolate bars in them.
And,
you're like, this is not my Sunday.
But what, talk about this, because we feel the same way. I've never felt comfortable with this, but people opening up gifts, whether it be birthday or showers or whatever.
Yes.
And watching people open up a gift, and there's gift upon gift upon gift.
And everyone just stares. You go, oh.
Oh, thanks.
More onesies.
Yay.
Thanks.
Because they were criticizing Meghan Markle for not opening up her gifts at this beautiful shower that they had for her over the week. But she's smart, because why would you bore everybody with what everybody else
I'll
bought?
Tell you, the best baby showers I've been to have been, like, you know, drop-ins. You grab a mimosa, you hang out, you catch up with your friends, see how you're feeling, you chat, you put the presents on a table if they want presents, and you get a thank you card, or they send you a photo of the baby wearing what you bought them like 6 months later.
Sure.
But the whole, like, everyone sit around in a circle and watch me open 45 gifts, and thanks for the blanket, Aunt Marie, did you knit it?
For our shower, we did something cool, which I don't know if they do them at many showers. They did this thing where we had like a sheet of paper, and they had these little criteria, kind of like Mad Libs.
Yeah.
But we used it in a style to name the child. So everyone did kind of put their favorite things. I forgot how exactly one, but by the end of this game, everyone on paper had their suggestion for the name for the baby.
Oh, I want to know about that game. That's fun.
Yeah, I'll try to get it and give it to you guys. Yeah. Anyway, we get all these names, and then there's one person who becomes the winner, and then, you know, quote, quote, we're supposed to name the baby this person's name. The name was Jamrock.
Jamrock.
Yeah, so they put two things together, and it just, the name became like Jam, like, welcome to Jamrock. Like, we were supposed to name the baby Jamrock.
Yeah.
So the baby's born. He's born in December. And then we get a text from this particular family member. They're like, oh, we see his name is Kofi, but wasn't his name supposed to be Jamrock? No. We're like, no, that was a game.
That was a game.
That wasn't serious.
But let me tell you.
We weren't going to name our child Jamrock. Are you out of your kid? Are you out of your mind?
But here's what's really encouraging here. Here's
I mean, he'd probably win every fight, but yeah, you know.
Here's what's really encouraging, Jamar,
yeah.
is that you actually went, even though it was your own child's shower.
Yeah.
You went to a shower because it used to be the women that used to go to the shower all the time.
Tell me about that.
Yeah.
Was I not supposed to be there?
No. But they're inclusive now.
Okay, this is a new thing now where when you... So I hosted a baby shower for one of my best friends and it was co-ed and it was drop-in. So she and her husband are both there.
Yeah.
Couples show up. Guys are around. And this is becoming more and more of a thing. I've been to several co-ed showers. And when it first starts, my husband is like, come on. He's like, right. I don't want to go to a baby shower. I was like, yeah. You jerks have been getting out of this for years, sitting at home on your Saturday afternoon while we sit here and watch people guess chocolate bars and diapers.
Yeah.
So now you have to come as well because both of you are having a kid and you get
I love it.
And you get to see family, you get to see friends. I think making it more about socializing and wishing the couple well and talking to the mom about how she's feeling and sharing experience, mm-hmm. I think that's what people want. They don't want the dumb games.
I gave up a lot to go to that game. There was a very good soccer match on that night.
See, that's the thing. And isn't it sad, really, that we have these traditional things that we do, mm-hmm. and when we get the invitation, we don't want to go.
Yeah.
That is so sad. So trying to make it better.
Change it.
Change it up. Don't play those stupid games.
I mean, we all know what we all complain about, yeah. about those same traditional events.
So don't fall into that vortex of hell.
Yeah. So when your like aunt or whoever offers to throw you a shower and do all the same old, you can thank her very much for the offer, but you can host a drop-in too yourself.
Yeah.
Host it just a drop-in.
Yeah, that's what the kids are doing. That's what my kids are doing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. That's just easy breezy. Here's the new house.
Totes.
Here's, you know, whatever. And if they have a gift, that's great. And they'll write the thank you notes later.
Yeah.
Please, yeah. Nana.
Baby.
Nana.
This time of year, it's not too unfamiliar to hear the sounds of snow removal trucks and plows in the middle of the night. It's kind of annoying, but it's a necessary evil. Yeah, that thing. That thing right there. That thing right there.
Oh,
but we need, I mean, we can't complain because we need the snow removal.
Yeah.
But that sound is just... It's maddening. I mean, in the middle of the night or early morning. Well, there is a solution in Ottawa, actually. They said rather than that really annoying high-pitched beep, they've come up with another sound that will let you know that there's a truck nearby backing up or plowing snow, but it's just not so intrusive.
Right. It doesn't wake up. It's not as piercing.
Let's see if we would like this sound here in Toronto as well. Now, Tom, we're going to play the old sound and the new sound or just the new sound?
Here's the old sound.
This is the old sound. The old.
That's what we have.
We can all agree. We hate that sound. This is the sound they say will be the new sound.
It's almost like white noise. It's a little bit better than that
it's
piercing
static.
Going through. Yeah.
Static.
Yeah, static. Right.
Think about that. I mean, you'll hear it,
mm-hmm.
and it's not as like in your ear. Mm. Play it again. What do you think? Static instead of the... Yeah.
So it's designed to reduce noise pollution, which is a huge issue for many cities. And they say, you know, you're still going to be able to hear this if you're behind the truck, so there shouldn't be any danger. The only thing we have to train people to get used to is to associate that new sound with a truck backing up.
Mm-hmm. I'm with them on that, Ottawa. Well done.
Me too.
So I'm with Ottawa on that sound and Montreal with the way that they park on one side of the street so plows can get through.
Yeah.
Right?
See, this is what I think. Like, you know, we're a city that has to deal with winter.
Yes.
So these are the new cheap ways to help Toronto residents deal with winter a little bit better.
To navigate a little bit more.
Yeah.
Hey,
we should not be so stuck up and listen to our sister's city.
Let's steal the ideas.
I wouldn't mind hearing that sound or taking it from Ottawa, but I'll tell you something. You know you're getting up there in age when you call that static. Because guess what? Where else do you hear static anymore? I'll let you think about that. Where do you hear static anymore?
I'm trying to think. I'm racking my aged brain trying to think about it.
Ask a 14-year-old the sound of static. They can't even tell you.
I knew it immediately.
Not a
hey,
TV.
I can't get channel 2.
Not a damn radio has static.
Hey, what happened to channel 5?
There's no static on Netflix.
No, there's no static.
Oh, someone texted in and said they have that sound on concrete trucks here in the city.
Oh, do they?
Interesting.
Very good. See, I didn't hear it.
Very nice.
All right.
Keep going. Okay, so we commonly talk about bridezillas on this show. The stories pop up at least once a month because there are so many, quote, quote, bridezillas. Finally, you get a groomzilla story. This guy's a piece of work. Wait till you hear this.
I'm glad you said work because I didn't know where that was going.
Well, you know, one might slip out one day because I know myself. Just forgive me when it does. This guy's a piece of work. So in his prenup, he adds a weight loss clause. Can you believe that? I mean, what a way to start a relationship. Prenuptial agreements are already really, really uncomfortable and just kind of like cringy, but it's a necessary evil. But weight loss clause? Let me read you all his little stipulations.
I'd like to hear this.
In his prenup.
All right.
First, he says, you know, he wants an infidelity clause that states that the bride would walk away with nothing in the event of infidelity.
Presumably on his part.
Well,
see what I'm saying?
Point taken. Point taken.
It's called point. All eyes pointed to her. All fingers.
It's not like
her.
Oh, if she cheats, she gets nothing. Which you know, some people might say makes sense. But if he cheats, she gets nothing. No.
Well, she should. She should have her lawyer add in her own stipulations too, judging on the guy.
But this is him.
Yeah, this is him. His clause also that he's put in the agreement is there's a child clause stating that she would get a chunk of cash for each child she has. She's getting paid to have his kids. That's kind of weird. I don't know. I think it should be a little more romantic or sacred than that.
What's that silly thing that men do for women when they have a baby? What's that gift thing called?
Push present.
Push present. Push present.
I think that's stupid.
Yeah? Well,
I kind of like it.
Glad I saved the
I want my gift.
I'm glad I saved the receipt on mine then.
Okay.
I'll have a talk later. Yeah. Here's another stipulation. This is the one. The weight loss clause stating that the baby weight for each child would have to be lost within 12 months of delivery. That is just so insensitive.
Oh my God.
I can't believe anyone would even consider. This is like wedding off for me personally if I saw something like this. I
can't believe that he actually has a woman in his life.
Okay, here's.
If, you know, like you would know that from like maybe second, third date that this would be like a very difficult person.
All signs of this prenup point to this is a very, very wealthy person.
Oh, okay.
And that is exactly why I think this is all happening. This is a wealthy trophy wife having husband. This is my guess if I am playing armchair psychiatrist. And the child clause is so that if she's going to walk away with nothing, basically in the event that they don't work out, she gets a little something for having the kids to try to make it more fair. If you know, I mean, if you know, if you know people who've married into extreme wealth, I'll tell you, some of the prenups that they sign are wild.
Do you know some people personally?
I know a couple.
Do you know some of the things that they have asked each other?
The weight loss
each other?
Well, mostly it's on the part of the person who has the money.
The money.
Be that a man or a woman. Yeah. And it is to protect the financial interest of that individual should the marriage go south.
But this is all about looking good in
now,
this one.
Okay,
that prenup. This is all about you better lose the weight because when we're seen, you know, like in a newspaper article on a philanthropic kind of charity event, that kind of stuff. And I want to have you on my arm and I want you to always look good, which is always the intent. But sometimes it takes longer to lose weight, especially when you have a couple of kids.
Like, is this even executable, like legally? Like, when, what's the beginning weight and what is the target weight? The agreement includes a weight loss clause stating that the baby weight for each child would have to be lost within 12 months of delivery. Yeah. That means you'd have to get a starting weight. Hey, honey, step on the scale. Okay. Here's the target. Now we got to get rid of the, you know, it's just like, what?
Well, it's
awful.
How
do you do that? How do you execute that?
It seems abusive to me. Like, I don't know why you would be engaging in such like emotionally abusive conduct.
I would divorce me right now.
Totally.
Exactly.
Totally.
You tell me if I'm off base on that, but I think he's a, you know.
No, he's an idiot.
Yeah, he's a toilet.
Jerk. Don't marry him.
He's a toilet donation. Yeah. 104536 if you want to.
Well, I agree with you.
I'm just saying. I mean, I would love to say what I really feel, but I got to edit it. 104536.
That was edited?
You're in a relationship, and then all of a sudden you decide, oh, Splitsville, time to break up. Now, what do I do? Onward, the service that says they will help you sort through a breakup, which could be a perfect storm of emotions and a logistical nightmare. True facts. I mean, what do you do when you've been living with somebody for a year and the relationship's over? You call this service Onward, and they will help you find a place to live, pack, and move out. They've got all the type of partners and partnerships that retailers and what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, they've got all these different vendors.
Oh my gosh, that's great because then you don't have to call on your friends to do that.
Yep.
They'll just be there for emotional support. That's awesome.
They find you everything like short and long-term housing, managing the move, they facilitate home cleanings and maid service. utility charges. They'll help you purchase, donation, or assembly of furniture and appliances. Storage. They'll help you book some pet care if you need like a pet doctor.
I'd fake breakup just for them.
They give you recommendations for gyms, yoga studios, restaurants, meetup groups, other social activities.
So it's onward because they want you to move on.
Move on. They even match you with therapists, attorneys, financial advisors, life coaches, and interior designers.
Tom, you had that all in one when you came to stay with me.
Oh, my
God. Oh, is that how it went down?
That's what happened. I lived with Marilyn for about 10 days after my breakup, and it was just falling into the arms of someone who cared. It was so lovely, and it was really comforting. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't assemble any furniture because I didn't want you to move in. But it's interesting because where do you go? What do you do?
Yeah.
Your friends
already have a lot going on, right? And they're there to support you, but they only have so much time because they've got their own families to run. So that's a great thing to do.
How are pancakes?
I didn't cook for him.
No, she did not cook.
Oh, she didn't cook her.
No, but the kitchen was pristine.
Have you met her?
Yeah.
She was a great host.
How do you see the great host?
Wine was flowing, and I'm a good therapist.
I'm trying to
know, Jamar.
Visual, Marilyn. You wake up in the morning, you see Tom in his undies on your couch.
No!
Is that what happened? There are socks all over the place?
No. He was fully clothed, but he was cute with his little sandwiches.
Oh, this is
great. He made his little things, and we were in the kitchen. We talked a lot. We had coffee and tea. We had a little bit of wine. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Does he wear bunny slippers?
No, he doesn't.
I think that didn't
make it after the divorce.
That's great.
Somebody kept the bunny slippers.
Have you met me? I do not wear bunny slippers.
All right. I'm just wondering. Well, you could use the service Onward, or you can call your friend Marilyn Dennis. Your choice. All right, E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. The IKEA bathroom event is on now. Get 15% off bathroom furniture, sinks, and faucets until March 4th. Tyrone in the house. What's up, man? A lot going on, right?
Well, first of all, Tyrone just found out it was Friday.
I did. I was like, wait, what?
What's going on?
Front row Friday.
Well, you've been traveling all over the place.
I've been all over.
Okay, but, let's talk about this.
I can't really hear myself. What I want to talk about today is we're going to start with Jussie Smollett.
Yes.
Well, yesterday he turned himself in.
Mm-hmm.
He was released on bail. He went back to the Empire set.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
He apologized to his cast and crew for, you know, just for all the negative attention that the crew and the show has been getting.
Mm-hmm.
He still is adamant that his story is true. It's a lot. So, I mean, if we go back quickly, a month ago, mm-hmm. nobody knew, unless you were a real big fan of Empire, nobody really knew his name.
Right.
Now everybody knows his name, and not necessarily for the right reasons. Now, one thing I've learned in the last 3 weeks is when you're listening to the news from whatever medium, whether it's, you know, someone tweeting or someone reputable tweeting, someone from the media, I think you're supposed to take that information and understand that it's not conclusive just yet. Until it's gone through its course, the story's fleshed out, you know, it's gone through the courts, whatever it needs to do. I think we should probably just take a beat.
Yeah.
Take a beat before we start forming all these opinions. Because what's happening here is he's awakened everyone.
Right.
When he made his claim, I'm not going to say it's a false claim
just yet.
Right,
he's saying injustice, right?
Yes. But he also called out a huge community, called out the MAGA community.
Mm-hmm.
So you have millions of people on the defense. Then what you're doing is you're also awakening the gay and the black community for support.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have all these people jumping out, whether it's celebrities, regular people saying, hey, man, this is terrible. We got your back, brother, blah, blah, blah. And then, boom, 2 weeks later, now everybody's mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's memes, there's people making fun of him. Oh, he's a liar. How could you do this? If you listen to the press conference for the Chicago police yesterday, they called him despicable. And I'm like, wait a minute, this hasn't even gone through court yet. So what I realized yesterday was that, hey, maybe we should all just let everyone do their job. So the media reports, hey, this is what happened. These are the claims. Now the court's got to do their job. But everybody's so quick to grab and hold on to this opinion that everybody has a teeter-totter. And I think that's why people are upset.
That was the chief of police from Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. And Chicago has already had a tough time.
Yeah, you know, Eddie Johnson, he's new to the seat. He took the seat after all the down. Chicago has a long history of racial issues.
Yes.
Right? You know, it's still essentially a segregated city. So they're trying to move on from that. So you got a guy, Jussie Smollett, who's not even from Chicago. He comes into Chicago and starts making these claims about Chicago.
Yeah.
And then you find out that it might be fake. It's a huge stain on a city that's already in a lot of pain from racial injustice and trying to move on from that.
Right.
It's really messed up.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, a lot of it just doesn't make sense. And that's why I think we should all just take a beat and let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jussie did it because he was upset about his pay wages from Empire.
Yeah,
but then
right.
they released that he was getting $125,000 per episode. So Jussie's just like, I'm good with the money.
Mm.
Okay, or maybe he's backtracking. You don't know.
We don't know.
Let's all take a beat. Let's go to the next story before we have to say goodbye to you, Tyrone, because we're going to run into Saturday.
Yes.
Well, there's so much Jussie stuff, man.
I know.
About this till Monday.
I know we could. Yeah. What else? On the upside, we have the Oscars.
Yes.
And the Oscars, guess what I heard? That Queen is going to open up the Oscars.
Queen is opening up the Oscars. So this is their way of replacing a host. So
yes.
There was a lot of discrepancy. There was a lot of debating. Who will be the host? Will it be Whoopi Goldberg? Will it be Kevin Hart? Will it be this person? They're going to go with no host, but they're going to have a big musical presentation by Queen. Queen's music is known. It's so well known that sometimes you don't even know that you know that song.
I know.
Queen song comes
You're absolutely right.
You're singing word for word.
It goes across the board. And on that note, we just talked to Danielle at 7:30 because she's in LA, as you know.
Right.
And she said that Mike Myers and Dana Carvey are going to be one of the presenters. Now, let me ask you this. Okay, let's not forget. What song did they sing in the car?
Yes.
It was a Queen song.
Yes.
So it's all going to be great. So CTV's got the Oscars.
Yes.
5:30 is when the red carpet happens,
right.
And then there's a break from that, and then Danielle and Lainey will be tweeting, and then the show starts at 8:00.
Yes, also too, if you're watching CP24, I'll be on there doing some updates from the red carpet on Sunday as well.
Okay, so, have a great Oscar weekend.
So hey, Oscar weekend, tune in.
By the way, that's on Sunday. Today's Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, you're
thanks,
good, everybody.
It's that
love
Monday
you.
Thing that happened, man.
No, I know.
It's
exactly
you
what
got
happened.
Everybody.
You got me.
Oh, Tyrone, nice to see you.
E-Talk's
on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
Let me know. Well, the world is gearing up for the Oscars. Today is the day that everyone fills out their office Oscar pool. The weekend that everyone does their Oscar nominee cramming, where you try to see as many of the nominee films that you missed as possible. You plan for your Oscar party. So what we know going into it is that if you were looking forward to seeing Kendrick Lamar and SZA perform their nominated song, you're out of luck. They're not going to be there. If you were looking forward to a shorter show, probably also out of luck because they added back in all the categories that they removed, so they'll be televised after all.
Did they?
Because everyone was like, how are you going to take out cinematography?
You can't. Yeah.
So E-Talk has Ben Mulroney, Danielle Graham, and Lainey in LA gearing up already. We'll talk to Lainey live on Monday morning, and the show begins on CTV at 8 p.m. Sunday night, but E-Talk has their special behind-the-scenes coverage beginning at 5:30.
The first thing you're going to see, I believe, on the actual Oscar telecast is Queen.
Damn!
They're going to sing it. No, that's Harry Belafonte. What are you doing, Harry Belafonte?
Well, yeah, he does that with the audience.
Right. Good for you. I thought you were singing.
Okay.
Daylight comes and we want. I thought you were doing that.
Also a great song.
Absolutely.
Also a great song.
Okay.
It's going to be a great night, I think, because we don't know what's going to happen.
That's
the only thing I do know.
It's exciting and it's new and it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Marilyn, you're going to be really excited about this trending story. Talk show host Wendy Williams.
I heard.
She's coming back.
She's coming back in March.
In March. She plans to return to taping her show first week of March. She took a medical leave back in December. People are like, was she even going to come back? Is she off the air for good?
Yeah.
So she's coming back.
I asked Jerry O'Connell about her the other day because he filled in for her. He goes, you know, honestly, they don't say anything to any of us that fill in. It's very tight-lipped.
Yeah. I would love to see Jerry O'Connell co-host a show with somebody. I know he's doing that with you.
He's doing that with me on March 7th, I think. Yeah.
That'll be great. Yeah. He would make an excellent co-host.
Yeah.
Jamar, this is your story.
Thank you.
Special trending story. And for everyone in Toronto who is listening in a car right now, get ready to celebrate because the city will conduct its first pothole blitz.
2019. Victory is ours. Yeah.
Finally happening.
It's been all freeze, thaw, and that means that you have an increased deterioration of the roads, as we saw with that giant sinkhole at Jarvis and Wellesley, as we saw with that sinkhole that ate a Land Rover at, at Church and King the other week. So they're going to have up to 4,000 potholes a day filled in this blitz. It's pretty impressive. So if you see, you know, a lane closed, if you see people working on the roads, don't be frustrated. They're trying to help your cars.
4,000 potholes
a day.
Man.
And they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Aw, that means I can't simulate the lunar landing anymore.
You can't. I'm sorry. You might have to rename, like, your pothole, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Hole.
Yeah, he might be gone.
On Parliament.
He might be gone. He might be gone on Monday.
I got to tell you something. I have, honestly, I've been in the city for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've never had so many potholes.
Ugh.
I've never seen or felt so many of them.
It's these freeze-thaw cycles. Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah, it's tough.
And Home Outfitters trending in Canada because HBC, which owns them, has announced they are closing all 37 locations nationwide after they lost $164 million net last quarter alone. Not doing well, so they're shutting down.
Okay.
I got to say something. Just a quick thought. If Elon Musk could just sit down, forget these Mars rovers and stuff, figure out asphalt that does not pothole. If he could figure that out.
That never wears away.
Yeah, that doesn't break apart in the freeze thaw. Like, if he could figure that out, that's innovation.
He's doing one better by trying to get us all to commute in tunnels. And if you look into his tunnel plan for cities and major metropolitan areas, he's on to something there.
I don't want to travel in a tunnel.
I like it. I'm going to do it.
I don't like tunnels.
All right.
No.
Just
no
saying.
Bad idea.
All right. Well, you know.
If you get stuck in the tunnel.
It's the future. It's going to happen with or without our consent.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.